The High Line hasn't been used for trains for some time, but it turns out to be a good commuter route for bees. WNYC's Kate Hines has the story.
The High Line, as you may already know, is the abandoned rail line on Manhattan's west side that's been reinvented as an elevated park. When it was still in service, trains used the High Line to move milk, meat, produce, and other goods. The last train rolled down the line in 1980. But listen closely, there's still cargo being carried. That's Bombus impatiens, the eastern bumblebee, and it's collecting pollen from some flowering mountain mint that's been planted here on the High Line. And it's not alone.
I didn't do a full count, but I would guess there's at least 1,000, if not more, individuals foraging here, probably much more.
Kevin Madison is an ecologist with Fordham University. He's also one of the people behind the Great Pollinator Project. It's a collaboration between the American Museum of Natural History and the New York City Parks and Recreation Department. The goal is to get members of the public, citizen scientists, in great pollinator parlance, to observe bees and report what they see and where they see it. The project then uses that information to determine how bees are affected by habitat and land use.
And I think what we're going to find is because insects in general and bees are so small, that they're probably able to use a lot smaller habitat patches, little nooks and crannies here to meet their needs.
Elizabeth Johnson is another project scientist. She and Kevin are on the High Line to talk about bee conservation and help the public identify different bees. About 20 bee watchers have shown up to talk about what they've seen in the field and ask questions.
Yeah, that's a bee, even the little tiny one.
The task of the bee watcher is straightforward. Choose a single plant to observe and count the number of bees who land directly on an open flower head. You're done when you've counted 5 discrete bee visits or when half an hour passes, whichever comes first. The tricky part is figuring out what type of bee you're looking at. So Kevin captures a few bees in glass vials to help with the identification process. Luckily for him,
bees don't hold a grudge.
He opens a vial and the bee hatches its vertical escape plan.
Scientific lingo, we call it negative geotropism, which is just a way of saying they like to fly up.
But before it gets away, he IDs it. This particular bee has yellow sides and carries its pollen under its abdomen, so it's a leafcutter bee. Not too far away from this bee is a beautiful, shiny, green, metallic bee. And Kevin and the bee watchers find wool carder bees and long-horned bees as well. There's a lot of diversity in the city's bee population. Since records have been kept, over 200 different species have been recorded here. And Kevin estimates that 100 are currently flying in the city. Some of those are relative newcomers.
We have a lot of exotic bee species that have taken up residence and seem to do well in the city. So we have like 16 bee species that are from Europe or Asia originally. They probably were stowaways on ships that came into the New York Harbor area. And then they've just established populations here. Well, not just in New York City in some cases, throughout the Northeast. But New York City may be sort of a hotbed for exotic bees.
This surprises some of the bee watchers. Urania Meriton works for the Seychelles Embassy. She used to watch carpenter bees in the Seychelles. Now, she and her 2 children watch bees on Roosevelt Island.
I was surprised that they have so many species here. Not only in New York, in America, and all over the world. I knew there were a lot of them, but I didn't know the numbers.
And there's a lot left to learn. And Kevin Madison says that when it comes to native bees, we don't know what we don't know.
Let's focus on some of the wild bee species that we just don't know much about and try and promote conservation of them and knowledge about them, because we certainly don't want to lose things without even knowing it.
For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.
And there's one here.